They say faith is both a risk and an adventure. And there are many stories about the guy who was stuck on the side of a cliff holding on to a branch and said, God, help me. And God said, do you believe in me? He said, yes. Then let go. And the guy said, is there anybody else up there? We've heard of that. We heard of the guy who's on the third story roof. The house is on fire. And his friend says, we got a blanket. Jump. We'll save you. He goes, I don't trust you. You'll probably let go of the blanket. Put the blanket on the ground. Things like that that don't make sense are sometimes the way we approach faith. Faith is a certainty in a person, not in a process. We believe in God. When Abraham was called to be the father of many nations and Sarah laughed, God promised him an adventure, if only you will believe in me. And he believed and he had faith. Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the head of the government that enslaved the people was called by God to lead them to freedom. And he said, what are you talking about? You want me to negotiate? I don't even know how to talk. Your brother will speak for you and I will be with you. Faith is a risk. When you say I believe, then you have to live like you believe. Faith is not a simple proclamation of words, but a formation of a conscience and a life that preaches and says, this is how much I believe. My life is at risk. But what an adventure. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Do I know exactly what will happen tomorrow? No, I don't even know what's going to happen tonight. But I believe. And I take another step. I'm willing to risk the adventure because everything so far makes sense to me. There is a risk to faith and a necessity that when we go with God, God promises us to be with us. And you can experiment this in your own life, and I'm sure you have already. Where you see that the difficulties and the joys in life are made easier when they're difficult and are made more profound and deeper when you are happy and joyful. Nietzsche once said, as a warning, if we get rid of God, we will have trouble. And this is the way he phrased it. God is dead and we have killed him. And there will be not enough water to wash away the blood. Because a person who gives up belief in God is always ready to believe in anything else. But our belief in God promises us a companionship of a living God who gives us both wisdom and confidence and hope and says, risk your life and I will give you an adventure. Stay close and pay attention to your conscience. I will speak to you and guide you. I will not live your life for you. I will live your life with you. And I will be by your side. And so we believe, and so we live, and so we proclaim, and our life is our sermon. Slava Isusu Christu.